email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, tomorrow, the Castlebridge Inspire will be attempting their second Guinness World Record at the Wexford Flag Hill. And one of the organisers, John Ryan, is on the line now to tell me all about it. Hi, John.
Hi, Brennan.
How are you?
Very good.
How's and just to add, it's the we're doing this record in conjunction with the Fla Ciúil.
Yeah. And tell me this, how is your Fla?
It's going well. The Fla, there's a great vibe in town. And, you know, we had it last year. And this year we seem to be in our rhythm for it. So big crowds, great music and a lot of fun.
That's great. And everybody in the country is talking about it. So congratulations to the organisers as well for this year's Wexford Flag Hill. So, John, tell me, you're attempting a Guinness World Record tomorrow. What's happening?
Yeah, so we're looking to beat the largest Cayley Band record. That sits at 386 participants.
Yeah.
We're going to have dancers. We're going to have musicians. We've got over 15 different musical instruments as part of this endeavor, including a harp and banjos and barons. They'll all be there. So yeah, we're all set and ready to go. And we'll be up in Chadwick Wexford Park and really looking forward to it.
So before we give a bit more detail about this year's world record, you did it last year. Tell us, just remind people about that.
That's right. So exactly this time last year at the Fla Ciúil, we did the first official Guinness World Record at the Fla Ciúil. And it's great because it's at the birth site too in County Wexford. And we needed 1,014. We had 2,516 wow. musicians played for 5 minutes. And we absolutely got that record. And what an achievement it was. Historic achievement for Wexford, historic achievement for the Fla Ciúil, and really, really a marvellous occasion.
Yeah, because we've talked about this before, that you did this world record at the home of the world records, which is kind of beautiful. It's kind of a beautiful full circle moment. Now, what you told me there, so you need to get more than 386 musicians tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay, and how many have you got?
Bearing in mind, there's over 20,000, some say 40,000 musicians in town. So we're in the right place for that.
Yeah.
We believe we could be over 1,500.
That's
what we seem to be indicating.
Yeah.
But we should be okay on that. But the challenge of this record is going to be around the accuracy and the actual performance of getting that many musicians together, because this is a rare event in terms of getting that level of Irish traditional music musicians coming together.
So what is the detail in this? Like, how the criteria for failing Guinness World Records are quite high, aren't they? It's tricky.
Yeah, well, there is a particular rule which we're very aware of, and it's called the Jeopardy rule. Now, if more than 15% of the people who are taking part are not actually performing or adhering to the rules, the whole record is invalidated. Oh. And that's a real concern for any world record. There's been many world records that haven't passed that criteria. So that will be something we'll be very aware of for tomorrow. And we'd certainly ask people if they can play to not be partaking in the musical section itself, and just be an observer.
Oh, very good. That's quite specific, and I'm glad you got to say that here. So did you come up with the idea of to attempt breaking a Guinness World Record last year? Was it your idea?
It wasn't my idea. It was a lady by the name of Barbara Walsh.
Great.
And we obviously being as part of the birthplace of the Guinness World Records, we were lucky enough to coordinate, our group coordinated with Barbara, and we worked then with Guinness World Records to make this an official world record attempt. So we have to give full credit. This is absolutely a cultist vacuum record.
Do you feel part of history now? I mean, it's very much a full circle for you guys, particularly Castlebridge Inspire, isn't it? it's wonderful full circle. Oh,
absolutely. You know, we're doing some marvelous initiatives at the moment. We've been collecting all the books. It's the 70th anniversary. So to be able to mark this event with these world records, amazing. As you know, the Fla Ceoil won't come back to Wexford for at least another 50, 60 years. Yeah. So it won't be in our lifetime. So to achieve these records on Fla 1 and Fla 2 here in the last couple of years, this we couldn't have asked for a better start. And hopefully this means that we will get to travel more with Fla Ceoil as they do grow even further across the country.
When you put it like that, John, that's a really wonderful fact, actually, when you put it in that context. So Fla's travelling to Belfast next year. Will you bring Castlebridge Inspire to Belfast and organise another one, another Guinness World Record attempt?
Well, look, we're certainly available and certainly open to all of that. And we think it's another great opportunity. There's so much richness and so much need and diversity in the music arts. It's important, I believe, that we do, we do at least consider this and look for an appropriate type of record as well, because every region has its own specialization.
Of course.
And that should be brought into bear as well.
So 4 o'clock tomorrow, it takes place in Wexford Park. Just to remind people, any other details you want people to know?
No, it's just we just ask everyone to you know, when they come with their musical instruments, to try and get themselves seated in an orderly fashion, not to stand around, because it has to be done to precision tomorrow. So just to keep moving and keep focused on instructions. And look, I think we'll get there, but you know, we definitely, everyone has to be keeping focus. That's really important.
So Castlebridge Inspire, John Ryan and Wexford Fla Ceoil. Break a leg tomorrow. Have a great day. Thanks so much for taking our call. Let's take a break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.